On this day, 22nd June 1921, Priest condemns murders. Following the recent tragedies in Dundalk, there was a good deal of subdued excitement and tension in the town. The funeral of the brothers Waters, who were killed by armed men who called at their home, took place on Sunday to St. Patrick's Cemetery. The mother of the deceased was a pathetic figure as she was helped across the road. She had implored the raiders to shoot her instead of her sons, and she followed them when they dragged off her boys, being within a few yards when they were shot. She then ran to the Redemptorist monastery close by and obtained the spiritual assistance of two of the priests for her two dead sons. The funeral procession was attended by about 3,000 people of all classes. Preaching in Dundalk yesterday, Reverend James McKeown, ADM, deplored and condemned the killings. It was all very well for young people, their minds filled with enthusiasm and patriotism, to think, in order to achieve their aims, that they are justified in taking human life as an act of war. To take away life is a usurpation of the authority of God. Fermanagh Gerrymandering. To the editor. Sir, there may dwell here and there a few people who are denied the necessities of life, hungry, because the British Local Government Board hold up the grants. I would like to record briefly the experiences of the County Council of Fermanagh within the past few months. Fermanagh is one of the Big Six. It has a nationalist majority on the County Council. Three of its district councils have had a nationalist majority, and two a unionist majority. When the Local Government Board has finished arranging the county, two district councils will have ceased to exist, and of the remaining three, the unionists will control two, and the nationalist majority will be in possession of one. This is how the board has gerrymandered Fermanagh. The Carsonites wanted a political job done, and the playboys of the Local Government Board were willing to oblige them. When, however, Derry No. 2 District Council, Donegal, on being transferred to Letterkenny, asked for an inquiry, it was at once granted. This council was unionist. That's why. Signed, Cathair Healy, Enniskillen. Eamon Phoenix, editor's note. As King George V set sail for Belfast to open the Northern Parliament, violence continued to rage. In Dundalk, the IRA was suspected of these murders. Meanwhile, Cathair Healy, 1877 to 1970, Fermanagh Sinn Féin leader and future nationalist MP, revealed that the process of gerrymandering anti-partitionist councils in the north had already begun, even before Craig had taken steps to abolish PR for local elections.